Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
Looks like you got four big dicks in the room, so who's gonna fucking slap this shit down first?
Basically, and then focus on the problem at hand. You're not dealing with emotion, you're dealing with the issue.
Richard, it's been a big, long-winded speech to all passes up today for you gentlemen, but unfortunately, I'm somewhat bankrupt.
Now onto our show.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Vicino or TC Downey, and on the air with me now are actually all three co-hosts, Jason Sorrell, Zach Black, and Dark Fool. How you doing, man?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Not everybody at once.
I figured I'd mix it up a little bit on you guys. This show's spur of the moment, last minute kind of thought, so what the hell, why not let it just be a total bloopers reel, you know what I mean?
Awesome. Well, happy fucking holidays, everyone.
Fuck you, Matt. Oh, sorry, Dark Fool.
Yeah, fuck you too, bitch.
Alright, so you guys seem to be in the spirit.
Yeah.
Jason...
Yeah.
Just before we called into the show here, you were talking about something I think is probably very relative to the holiday season at this point in time, and that is Cafe Press. And I don't think that we actually got to hear your answer in terms of what it cost you for 48 stickers. So.
Well, and just to bring everybody up to speed that might be listening to the show. They offer these 3-inch round stickers, and they started offering this product before when you wanted to get a round sticker. You either had to buy the rectangular sticker and cut it out yourself, or they have an oval shaped sticker that you can put the round sticker in the center of it and then cut it out yourself or whatever. So when they offered these round stickers, I was pretty, you know, stoked about being able to do Baphomet sigils, as a sticker. And the deal was, though, you had to order 48 of them at the time. So I figured because of the formatting, that's just the way they put them out. So I got an order for one of these stickers. I ordered the 48 pack, and I don't know what I'm selling these stickers for. I don't know if it's like $1.99 a piece or whatever. So I'm making, you know, in my mind, I'm making a huge profit on these stickers, even buying 48 of them for $24.99 for the 48 pack. Well, when I get these stickers, they're printed on, I mean, basically it's printer paper with an adhesive back. They're not the vinyl quality of the stickers that I've normally been able to get through Cafe Press. Not really happy about what I received here today from Cafe Press, but I'm going to get all that worked out here later on this week.
Sounds like you were bamboozled.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should, I don't know. I'm trying to find the information about the product itself to see if there's anything about it not being the vinyl sticker. I'm a little miffed at Cafe Press about my shipping and handling charges as well. They charge you by the piece. So if I order 6 stickers for one order, well, I'm paying shipping and handling charge 6 times. And they're gonna hear about that later on today, probably also. So just the trials of being your own little independent retailer, I guess.
Indeed.
What's
that? I said, have you checked into Zazzle too? I know they offer a similar deal at, you know, different products, but just throw that out there.
Well, my thing's going to be I'll probably do, like I said, a YouTube video about this tonight, just so people can see the difference in quality between the vinyl stickers and what I got, just so they know, hey, if you're going to do a round sticker, don't bother with that 48 pack of, you know, paper stickers, basically.
Interesting. All right, so anyway, the whole point of it and why I thought it was related to this whole thing is because, from my understanding, a lot of people actually do their Christmas shopping on CafePress.com. So, And how's everybody enjoying the Christmas shopping this year?
Oh, I get my shit done early. I get it done early as possible to avoid all the fucking chaos.
You know, for all the talk they've been that's been going on the news lately about how the economy's picking up and how, you know, how good it is that there's like a the retail is up from last year or whatever. I don't see it. When I've been to the mall, when I've been out shopping and everything else, it's been dead. I don't see a lot of people out there at all. So I think there's some bullshit flying around the news to try to make us feel good about an economy that's in the toilet.
There's that, and there's a lot of online spending too.
You know, I about 10 years ago, I finally got sick of the Christmas bullshit. You know, it's one thing if you have kids; it's totally different. You know, or if you're raising children or whatever. But I told everybody, my family, my friends, you know, look, I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm not going to go into the details why. I don't celebrate Christmas. Don't buy me shit. I'm not buying you shit. Plain and simple. And the first few years, nobody believed me. And so they bought me shit. They didn't get a Christmas card. They didn't get a return present. And they got upset. And so now, that's just my policy. And it works now. Nobody buys me shit. I'm good. I'm glad.
Right on. Well, I actually, the only way that I really even do celebrate this holiday is I do partake in the gift giving to my kid, but it's more just for him to experience the magic that I think there is in the concept of the holiday itself. I think that's really the part that's kind of a miss. People are so obsessed with getting their kid the things that they want. I'm still lucky enough that my kid is not old enough to have any real expectations. So as he opens up each present in the morning, his eyes are as big as freaking saucers still.
Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say, for me, it's a celebration of avarice. I enjoy, you know, getting the kids what they want and them knowing that they have it a little bit better in our household than maybe the kids that go to school with or whatever. And I hear about it. I hear about how, you know, they told their friends what they got and how much, you know, there was some jealousy and everything else. But it's funny, this year, asking the kids what they wanted, I don't know if it's because pretty much all year long, if they go, Dad, I want this, Dad, I want that, you know, I find a way to make it happen. But this year I'm like, okay, what do you guys want for Christmas? What's on your list? My 10-year-old didn't have anything in mind, and then she asked for a drawing from me. She wanted a signed piece of artwork from her dad. And the 16-year-old still hasn't told me what she wants for Christmas. I got a pile of stuff for her, but she hasn't said that she wants anything. The 5-year-old, she had a list about as long as my arm. But yeah, it felt pretty good to know that, you know, they were at that point where just the thought of getting something at all, you know, was going to make them happy. They were more about spending time all together as a family.
Awesome, because I got some good kids.
All right.
I'm sorry,
mine's not actually.
I'm sorry, I just did Ego, it sounds like you got some good kids. By the way, there's a serious lag on my part. Like, I can tell that I'm several seconds behind you guys. I'm not trying to run you over.
Well, I am, so fuck all you guys.
That's actually, it might be due to the fact that today we officially upgraded to the, whatever it is, pro account or
premium account?
The hell it is. The premium account, yeah, whatever it is. And there's some features on this board that I've been sitting here looking at trying to figure out how they work. Like, for instance, there's this whole screen the call button, but it seems to just put the person on mute. So I'm not really sure if that's something that, you know, is supposed to be clicked before you answer the call or what the deal is. But the good news about all this is that we can now offer two-hour shows for subjects that we think are going to take off real long. So.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to fill a two-hour show.
Hey, that means we can finally get Nakasiva on the show. It's going to be 2 hours long.
I
right.
know.
Well, we could actually...
Let's get... what's his name? Oh man, what was that? What was that guy that was blowing up the Sin Forum? What was that guy, Zach?
I don't remember, man. There's been a few. I should be getting Mr. Valentine.
He was on your wall of trolls. He was on your wall of trolls.
Oh, Tom Blackwood. Oh, Mr. Valentine or Blackwood? They're both on the wall.
Blackwood and the other guy that was on IMDb or something like that.
I don't remember. I can't recall, actually, to tell you the truth.
Was it something Reynolds? I don't know.
Oh, Robert Reynolds. That guy.
Robert Reynolds.
Forehead. Yeah.
Yeah, get one of these people to just fill up 2 hours with just nonstop bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. It's called Paul Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind.
Oh, the good old days.
I guess to have some kind of a topic going here, I particularly chose the title Xmas rather than Christmas when putting out the description of this show, because I think there's a certain sentiment of resentment that develops in the holiday of Christmas. And I also thought, well, it was a nice touch to something that was last minute, as most events during Christmas are. Have you ever noticed people do all their Christmas shopping, like, I don't know, 6 a.m. on Christmas morning?
I can't stand that, man. I can't stand that, and I can't stand Black Friday. I avoid the malls at all costs on Black Friday.
I sit at home on my ass on Black Friday.
Black Friday. I actually want to venture into a project of doing a documentary on Black Friday. I went one time with a girl I was dating out to a Toys R Us at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I witnessed a stabbing, 4 fist fights, and a bunch of old ladies stealing each other's stuff back and forth as they were in line. It was like they took turns stealing back and forth the same item. It was the most comical thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, my God. Dude, you know what? The ultimate, I think, would be like a Black Friday and then a Slayer concert at the same day. I think that would be it. You jump into a Slayer pit right after Black Friday and you think, this is nothing.
You know, they had that thing a couple of years ago where people were waiting at the door at a Walmart for Black Friday, and somebody got trampled. I think it was here locally in Texas. Somebody got trampled and died. And I was like, well, it's about damn time we got back to human sacrifice on this holiday.
Well, it's true. That happens. The trampling happens every year. Every year without a beat. Without skipping a beat.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, the Black Friday wasn't officially a holiday until recent times. But would you guys now consider that to be its own separate holiday?
I don't consider it a holiday. I consider it as some sort of social mandate that all these biddies have to go out and shop on that particular fucking day. You know, it's shop all year long. You know, spend your money on in a gradual. If you're going to do the deal, you know, I mean, yeah, sure, there's some good deals out there or whatever, but it's not worth the hassle. And yeah, fuck Black Friday.
You know, my little sister is like the ultimate consumer. All she does is shop. She buys stupid shit, and she just looks for reasons to shop. Like, you know, I mean, she's not selfish in a selfish sense. Like, you know, she's out buying just shit for herself, but she just wants to shop. That's what she does. And I remember last Black Friday, she went and camped out. I don't remember where it was. Who the fuck knows? Like Mervyn's would get a pair of fancy shoes or something. And when they finally got there, they camped out like 8 hours, man. Like literally camped out, brought the tent and shit. And when they finally opened the doors, man, like, they sold out of that fancy pair of shoes or whatever the fuck she wanted, like, right away. It was already gone. That's what you get.
See, I'm under the assumption that it is, in fact, a holiday. I know women that live for this day of the year. Like, all year long, they make their plans for where they're going and what they're going to do. And where they're having lunch at after they're done with the morning madness. I mean, it's become this whole, like, ritualized celebration of consumerism. So I think it really is becoming a holiday.
One that I don't want to take part of, I'll tell you that. But
I don't know. It kind of it embraces some of the worst parts of the human condition. You know, the inability to realize that, well, you got there just a moment too late and somebody beat you to the punch, so now you're going to, you know, push them or trick them into giving you the piece in front of you, you know, the thing that you're looking for, the consumerism. I know you guys are probably all three very aware that I'm, like, completely anti-consumerism in a way. to me, it's just retarded that, you know, people have to have an item so much that the prices get driven up like they do. I've been watching Craigslist all this week just to see what's going on with the Wii. Used Wiis you can buy all year long on Craigslist for $75 to $100. You can't get one for under $300 right now in my area.
Oh, geez.
That thing sucks anyway. You want to play that thing? Not really.
My girlfriend said some shit like that, exactly what you're talking about the conflict, the absolute ugliness of people when they're out there shopping. Some dude standing at a Toys R Us, and this was before Black Friday, standing at Toys R Us, and there's this thing he's looking at. He's sitting on the shelf in front of him. He's just kind of staring at it, trying to decide whether or not he wants to get it. He's doing his little mental calisthenics and calculations and everything else. Does he want to get this for his, you know, kid or whatever? And some little old woman comes up and just snatches it right off the shelf. I mean, he's clearly, this is the item he's thinking about getting. She snatches it right off the shelf and starts to walk with it. And he goes, hey, what are you doing? I was going to get that. And she goes, I want it. And just keeps walking, okay? This guy turns to my girlfriend and goes, did you just see that? And she goes, well, go kick her ass. And he took off. He went marching after her, right? I don't know what good it was going to do him or whatever, but it was funny
that,
you know. You know, go take care of it. You know?
Oh, man, speaking about the ugliness, man, I want to get to the root of all of this, man. The whole concept for the holiday in and of itself, the whole concept of giving gifts, I've always stated that it has been, this is like the season for psychic vampires, hands down, bar none. Because, I mean, giving gifts is one way of making people feel obligated, making people feel guilty, and the whole concept of the white elephant gift, which I'll get into a little bit later, came from this. But, I mean, what do you guys feel about that so far? I mean, just the whole gift-giving thing.
Well, I think it's lame, man. I think it's ridiculous. You're right. It comes down to it can be used to make people feel guilty, and it can be manipulated, or, you know, in essence, in a like a vampire sort of way. I don't like it, man. Like I said, man, I opted out of it about 10 years ago. And the first few years, everybody was pissed off at me. Now people just think I'm a fucking Scrooge, so no one bothers. I get no cards, get no nothing. I'm good. That's the way I want it. You know, I'm trying to give you shit.
You know, I do the holiday for the kids because, for me,
right,
it's a big deal. It's like TC said, it's kind of a magical for the kids. But as far as everybody that I know that's an adult, yeah, they don't get shit from me for Christmas. I mean, I get cards from my relatives every once in a while. I don't send the Christmas cards out or anything. But the thing is that all year long, I do give shit away. I do give gifts. I do buy things for people just because I fucking feel like buying some shit. I don't need a special holiday mandated by, the, you know, corporate America to go out in there and give somebody a present. So that's my bit. The only adult that gets anything from me in Christmas is my girlfriend. It's because, you know, she plays with my naughty bits, so she deserves something.
Right. You know, you pay for that either way, so. No, but, you know, you brought up a good point, man. You don't need an excuse. You don't need someone to tell you, okay, you got to spend this much money on this person on this day. You know, if you want to give something because you feel generous, because you love somebody, because you feel like buying somebody, you know. That's just, you know, you don't need a holiday to do it, and I refuse to take part in it personally. But
right,
I raise children, so that's different. If I raised children, it would be completely different, and we would celebrate the winter solstice, and I would buy them presents ahead of time, and I would say, look, you're so special. Everybody has to wait another 3 or 4 days, not you.
Right. Guys, real quick, two things. First, I wanted to just kind of ask Jason
about that
as well, because I really agree with him in terms of, you know, it just being for the kids and not doing for the adults. That's my same philosophy. But what I do instead of not getting them anything is every year I send them a Christmas card with a picture of my kid to kind of remind them that that's what this is really all about. So,
right on.
Thoughts, you know, a little card that says, "'Tis the season for giving," and with a little picture of your children inside of it might give the hint a little better than not giving them anything at all. The next thing I kind of actually wanted to bring up real quick, we have now a dial-out feature on this phone. So on this show. So what I was actually kind of thinking about doing was leaving a nice voicemail message for Jason King, except for as late as it is in the day, I think his wife might be home, so that might not work out too well.
Well, let's do it anyway, man, because let's do it anyway.
All right.
Well, I don't even call out. I got all kinds of numbers I'd love to call out. Let's call Paul Valentine.
Yeah, give me.
Yes, call Paul Valentine. I say we do that one next, just for the fuck of it.
Okay. Let me get Jason King's number out of my phone, and then we'll go ahead and dial out. So in the meantime, you guys talk about whatever.
Okay. Let's talk about how much of a jackass Pizino is. Nope. Sorry.
No. that's for an entire another show right there. No.
That'll pick up a couple hours. Huh?
Hey, what I wanted to get into a little bit later too was the concept of the white elephant gift. Have you guys ever done a white elephant gift exchange? You guys ever done that?
My family, in a desperate act of cohesion, my extended family has tried to do the white elephant thing, and it never works out.
Well, yeah, because it's all, the white elephant gifts are always gifts that people don't want. Oh wait, okay,
right.
We got. Here we go. Oh, shit, this is going to be good.
What are we going to say when his voicemail kicks off?
I'll handle it.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Here comes Jason King.
Chicken wings. All your buddies from Blog Talk Radio wanted to call and leave you a voicemail message. We were thinking of you on our anti-Christmas show. Guys, you got anything to say?
Happy Kwanzaa, biatch.
Merry Christmas, Jason King.
Merry Christmas, dude.
All right, and on that, we'll hang up.
I put a 12-pack of Natty under your tree for you, buddy.
Nice. Awesome. So we got this dial-out thing. When are we doing Paul Valentine? Ooh. When?
As soon as somebody gives me the number.
Okay, you want me to... I can text it, I believe, I think.
Yeah.
Why don't you just... are you in the chat room? No, you're not. Okay, text
message.
I'm getting
the chat.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That's funny. So, anyway,
we can also get Tom Blackwood on the phone, but let's leave Tom alone, but let's get Paul, because if you catch Paul at the right time, he's got a ticket number. He might actually get kicked out of this. He's an international athletic superstar.
Calling
me on my phone. The Church of Satan, kill yourself. Church of Satan wants to talk to me.
They wish they were me, but they're not me.
Oh, geez, I'm not even drunk, and that's funny.
Oh, man. They have just made us dangerous by allowing us to upgrade this account.
I know, that's awesome. We can actually prank call people now on the air.
Yeah.
On the air, no, man. Yes.
Westminster Church,
we
here
might
we come.
Call you.
Oh, Westboro. Oh, that's a good idea. Westboro Baptist Church.
You know what? Back in the day, guys, the CFF actually had a phone number. They just went straight to like some sort of old school answer machine. You could tell it was like a little cassette in it. You know, thank you for calling the Church of Satan. I don't even remember what it said, but I called it once, and I was, like, scared. This is, like, when I was, like, 15. I called it once, and I was, like, too scared to leave a message, so I, like, hung up. But they actually had a number. I don't know how I got it, but it was real. Either that or somebody gave me the number and was fucking with me, but it sounded like a real Church of Satan number.
I'm looking for it right now on Google, man. If it exists out there, we'll find it.
Cool. I'd be like, you know what? I'd like to thank Aleister Crowley for writing such a great book, The Satanic Bible. Please, does that speak to Aleister?
Oh, jeez.
You know, while you guys are doing that, to kind of wrap up the white elephant and, you know, psychic vampire kind of idea, the thing I've seen with this white elephant thing was it was gifts that people didn't want, but the other deal was with the exchange, you wanted to make sure that the gifts you put in or whatever wasn't more than a certain dollar amount. My brother and I are a little bit more well-to-do than my stepbrother and stepsister. So when it came to these gift exchange for the grandkids or whatever, they're always giving up this
guys,
dollar general
guys,
bullshit.
Yeah.
And what's that CD?
Hold on, Beast, what's that?
We got a caller on the line, guys.
Man. Okay. Bueller? Oh, disconnected.
706 number?
Yes.
Jason King. That's Jason King, I think. Or
703. Oh, okay.
No, Jason King lives in Virginia. I live in Georgia.
Oh, sorry. My bad. How you doing, Carl?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can.
What's up?
Well done. Thank you. Nothing. I interrupted a story that you were wanting to go into, so please continue. I'll listen.
Okay. So the deal was that they always hooked up with to my kids with, you know, some Dollar General stuff. And, you know, it's whatever they could do. But then we were always giving up, you know, some premium high-end, you know, toys to these kids because we knew that the only way they were going to get these toys was from us, you know. But then the deal was once, you know, everything was over, my brother and I would go out to, you know, our cars and we'd do our own little gift exchange for each other's, you know, children, you know, our nieces and nephews. And it was just kind of always a little bit embarrassing that when we did start dialing down the type of gifts we were giving them, because they complained about, you know, high-end gifts and how it was making their kids expect too much. So when we dialed down the type of gifts we got to try to be more in their price range, then they got shitty that we weren't giving them as much as we gave them before. So you couldn't win. Yeah, it just it didn't make any sense. This is why I don't live in the state that they live in now, you know, it's just so I don't have to deal with that shit.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I am somewhat unfamiliar with this type of technology. I might understand that my conversation, the words that I'm speaking now, are being broadcast for all to hear.
Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
The show, and it's being archived.
Well done. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that, as I'm somewhat behind the times. Gentlemen, I have a, let's see, I've been observing you for some time. I think that I know the personalities that are on air at the moment, besides myself, of course. But if, in case I'm mistaken, could you please identify yourselves?
Sure, I'm T.C. Downey or Beast Zeno.
Yes, thank you.
I am I'm Zach Black, Zach Schroeder, a.k.a. San Satanic International Network.
Wonderful, thank you. And next?
Well,
that's it?
Matt, do you want to go?
I am,
you want to go, dude?
I'll go. I am the Dark Fool, and I am on YouTube and stuff. Yeah, I'm the co-host. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
One of three.
This is Jason Sorrell, Ego Diabolus, Creative Body Studios. Who are you?
Yes. My name is Savik. Jason, I believe we have an agreement. I've encountered all you gentlemen. Yes, we do. It's after the holidays. It's nothing to be discussed on air.
Okay.
All right. Gentlemen, I've been observing you for some time. On occasion, years may pass between exercises like this, but you've all caught my attention of late. I was, again, forgive me, I'm somewhat Byzantine in my technological acumen, so what what I may say may seem second nature to you, but it's quite strange to me. I do not do modern technology. So when I investigated YouTube and I saw a collection of people that seemingly had the same interest and same goal, and when I encountered your videos, most of you, I believe, have produced videos, and I enjoy them very much. And you're quite welcome. The reason why I'm observing these things is to kind of understand the state of what apparently is Internet Satanism 2010. Now, gentlemen, this is not why I called. I just wanted to basically identify myself as much as possible in the time allotted, and I do not know what exactly I'm going to do with this, except I would like to, if you may, I'd like to offer a test, a challenge. Are you interested?
Well, let's hear it.
Yes, mine's 10 inches. I don't know what yours is, but... Sorry,
Mazel tov. By the way, do you know what that means, Mazel tov?
Not really. Is it a Jewish soup or something?
No, it means literally from the Hebrew, you are fortunate. So, as you are well endowed. Anyway, let's go on to the test, shall we? Gentlemen, answer this question. Please pay attention. Answer this question. Following question is this. Gentlemen, what is Christmas?
I'll go first. I'll sound with a joke.
Very well. Next.
I'll go last. And, I'm going to steal one of somebody else's lines. So go ahead.
Well, a mass for Christ. This is a pretty. I don't exactly know what your goal is in asking, but
to receive a variety of answers.
The tradition is in celebrating the birth of Christ, but as I've come to understand it, it is basically the time in which the Christians took over pagan holidays and made it their own.
So you see it from a historical perspective?
Both.
Now, my answer,
I see it from both
perspectives. I'm an American secularist, so Christmas is whatever, whoever's celebrating it or acknowledging it, whatever they decide they want it to be, that's Christmas to them.
I understand that, but you're veering somewhat far from the original question. What is Christmas? Now, I address this to each individually. So far, I've received two replies. The first reply was a joke. The second one was a mass for Christ. Now, Jason, try again.
You want to know, so are you looking for what I consider Christmas to be, or are you looking for some...
And my apologies. A personal view, because, and I do apologize, I should have specified that prior to the question being asked.
It's a day designated out of the year that all of society is encouraging, I guess, me and my family to join together to share our wealth with one another and enjoy just the many American traditions that are wrapped up in this holiday.
Could you reduce that sentence or that description, if you would, to a single word or at most three words?
Okay. Avarice. Secularism. Okay.
A call to avarice.
Okay.
Would that sound appropriate to you, or am I off base?
That's one of the sidelines of why I celebrate the holiday. Sure.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. And any others?
I guess that leaves me. Christmas, are we still doing a three-word game? Are we doing the full description or my opinion, or am I going to do it?
I'd rather not put too many restrictions on you. It's what I'm shooting for is your own personal. When the word Christmas appears in your mind, what is the first thing? It's you can see it as somewhat of a word association, really, if you would like.
Oh, okay, I got you. Christmas?
But it is not necessarily that. It's just that I would like, from your unique philosophical standpoint and a personal standpoint, what that might be.
I understand. Personally, I think Christmas is a day that I do not look forward to, that I'm forced to giving gifts to people that I really don't care for or talk to or like.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've been trying to avoid for the last 10 years, actively.
So, you would call it a drag.
Actually, sure. I can summarize the way I feel about the holidays in two words, not three. You ready?
Well, that's fine. Oh, yes, that's fine.
Yeah, you had your chance.
Oh,
that
fuck.
Cool. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Very good. Thank you.
How about you, sir?
Excellent. Well, actually, I've given the subject some thought recently. And, gentlemen, as you know, being on the left-hand path, you find yourself somewhat the dark mirror image of society, do you not? In a general sense. Very good. Now, we find, when we investigate things through the dark mirror, somewhat somewhat strange world. And the world looks strange to us, and we look strange to the world, through the looking glass, as it were. Now, gentlemen, what I look at is, I try not to get too hung up in symbolism. The methods and techniques of my magic are different than most. So, I actually look at what is. And what I see is this. If I was to sum up what Christmas is, and it's not exclusive to Christmas, actually. It's 4th of July, Halloween, doesn't matter. Gentlemen, look out into the world and observe. What do you see? What is happening? And what is happening can be described in the following single word: ritual. Compare and contrast, if you will, gentlemen. A coven.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A coven.
I'm with, I see where you're coming from, spot on that one. It's a ritual that every time around that same year they congregate, and they are all on the same wavelength and all on the same mirror and all on the same page, and they get things done.
Exactly, sir. Compare and contrast, if you will, to simplify. Take a single piece of parchment, draw a line down the middle. Now, on one side of the column, you will write what a coven may do to do what covens do. A coven, a group of people, not a singular, but a group, assembles for a purpose at a certain time of the year or a certain date. On this date, depending on the purpose of the assembly, one approaches the individual holiday, the individual event, with a series of basically prepared actions, words, utilizing a variety of things, everything from different food and drink to different the manipulation of various material objects, whether it's a Christmas tree or a skyrocket, doesn't really matter.
Right. Not to really cut you off here, but since we only have about an hour worth of this show, you're indicating that Christmas is a ritual which we're all encouraged to participate in. What do you think the purpose of this ritual would be for our society? Like, where are you going, basically, with your point?
Oh, I don't really care what the purpose for Christmas is for the society, because I have nothing to do with society. I observe society, but I don't participate in it, regardless of what they do. I don't have a need for it. I do actually reap some benefits, because I won't be bothered with my normal work day for approximately 4 days. But other than that, it really I don't really care. I have some
time
off.
Basically, your point is that Christmas is a ritual.
Yes, but what does that mean? And gentlemen, I promise I will not hog your time. But what does that mean? When you're thinking of how many, in your estimate, estimation. Excuse me, I'm freezing to death. I'm currently outside. So if I start to shake and shudder, it's you have my apologies. When you look at the ritual of Christmas, how many do you suppose participate? Millions, right? How many people on the left-hand path since the beginning? Let's pick a date at random. It really doesn't matter. 1966, for instance. How many people on the left-hand path, or even Wiccans, or any of these other folks that get together for these events, how many people, in comparison, exactly the question proposed, gentlemen, is who is doing the magic here?
I figured you were going there with that.
Exactly. Now, these participants, the mass participants, they are not aware of what they're doing. They are simply, well, it's a repetitive action that is required of them or seemingly required of them. And, of course, you gentlemen resent that because, well, some of you resent that because it has a tendency to get on your nerves and because of your connections with possible family members or something like that. It's, you know, it can be kind of a pain in the ass. And I can respect that. But I'm really wondering who's doing the magic. Because I see millions of people doing a ritual every time a holiday comes around, and I don't see much rituals being done, presented on YouTube or anywhere else. Not that I actually expect that or am asking for that, but I really wonder. Because, quite frankly, isn't it us folks that are supposed to be doing all the spooky shit?
Well,
hey, let me ask
incidentally,
I'm sorry, Dark Pool. One second. Caller, are you the dude from South Carolina named Lord Necro?
No, sir, I'm not. I can identify myself further if you'd like.
No, that's okay.
Hey,
cool.
No, sir, I have never contacted, I've never been on a internet radio show, and I've never been on a satanic chat room, so I assume that's where you've contacted this gentleman before?
Yes, that's exactly the mix-up in identity. I believe you. I'm just curious.
No,
because,
I live in Georgia, not far from Athens, Georgia. And as a matter of fact, actually, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, please, but my first contact of internet Satanism happened to be, let's see, that would be the folks of the Brotherhood of Satan in Toccoa, Georgia. And I was somewhat amused, not only by their videos, but I absolutely loved their videos. I find it very hard to laugh sometimes, and I have spent hours just rolling on the floor watching those videos. So he's the only other person. He's the only person that you may have heard of that I'm aware of in Georgia. I don't know of anyone else. But gentlemen,
sir,
I'll tell you what.
Really quickly, I would just like to say what you were discussing earlier about who's really working the magic. Well, I can tell you right now that while we may not have a clear answer as to who's working it in the grand scheme, the whole Christmas thing, I can tell you right here on Blog Talk Radio, it is us. We are working the magic right now. So thank you for your participation.
Well, before I go, just a moment, I would like... Hello?
You're here. Still on, dude.
Hello? Someone
I can hear you, Matt. Can you hear us?
We dropped him, guys. We dropped him.
On purpose?
No. He just fell off.
Oh, okay. If he's still listening, please call back. This is a two-hour show, correct?
No, it's only an hour show, but I can extend it.
Yeah, this is an hour show, yeah.
Yeah, let's extend it because, we can always just hang up when we have run out of shit to say or whatever. I mean, that's
all right,
just mine. I'm bopping me around beastly, but,
I'll go in and do that. I've got nothing to do until 7 p.m. this evening, so it's not a problem on my part.
I got nothing to do for the next, 2 weeks, so, week one will cover it.
Hey, Zach, where were you with AHA right then, huh?
I know. Well, I don't have it queued up, man. B says the sound bites, not me, man. So
far, yeah. Real quick,
What did he identify himself as when he first logged in?
A left-hand path. That's it. But what was his name or his philosophy? He identified himself as left-hand path, but that was it, as far as I remember.
His name.
I can't remember.
I didn't catch his name. It was some handle. It wasn't an actual name. That's all fine
right.
and good. He's making this point about it. Hopefully, I mean, he calls back in. That'd be great. Or you know, at least send us an email because he apparently has contact with me. So I'd like to hear him finish his point, I guess. But the idea of, you know, this being a ritual, when we talk about systems in our society, when we talk about people doing things and following certain patterns and everything else, I'm of the opinion that the system now is self-perpetuating. Now he's talking about who's working the magic. In my opinion, there's nobody at the control at the wheels anymore, at the steering wheel controlling things anymore. It just happens. The system's become self-perpetuating, and the Christmas holiday is just an opportunity for retailers to make their money after a year being in the red. That this is that's the whole purpose of the push on, you know, buying gifts and exchanging gifts and going out and getting new stuff and, you know, getting the best possible thing. But it happens by itself. I don't think there's anybody actually pushing that agenda.
Exactly. It's the idea itself becoming, like, kind of self-aware in a way. And I take the same exact stance when I talk about thought forms, how some of them start out as ideas that all of a sudden grow into this, like, massive, and I literally mean massive thing with a bunch of people getting behind it, and then it just takes on its own life form.
Right, exactly. And it's, when we talk about, I mean, everybody talks about, you know, shadow societies and, you know, the Illuminati or whatever. You know, if they were actually running shit, things would be, I think, going a little bit smoother than they actually are. And we would have known about it by now. They would have, you know, taken over by now. It's a self-perpetuating system. Even the top monkey seems to be making the decisions, he's just as plugged into that system as the fry cook that ends up being affected by the decisions he makes.
No man is an island completely.
Interesting. Very interesting. I'm almost ashamed to say that I just about doxed that guy.
Oh, don't do that. People will bust your balls now.
Yeah, well, I stopped myself. I was originally going to go ahead and just Google search it and cross-reference for the number. But then I got to thinking about it and said, nah, I don't need to know that bad. But it is nice to see somebody else contributing, so...
Yeah,
well,
I was a little suspicious at first because he started mentioning Ego Diablo's, like, you know me, I am from the distant past, you know, whatever, and I get those calls once in a while, too, and it's usually a mischief maker, but he sounded like he was on the up and up, you know, towards the end, I started to get the feeling that he wasn't somebody fucking around or wasn't a typical, you know, he wasn't, yeah, I think his motives were genuine. I'd like him to call back. If he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but not yet. I'm smoking a cigarette.
As the meat. His final question was going to be the meat of what he was getting at. And I was hoping to hear it, and then when he got cut off, hopefully he didn't think he hung up on him. So whatever.
Yes, I myself, I would just want to throw that out there. I do hope he calls back as well.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what business arrangement we have.
You owe
you
me
know,
your
strange,
soul.
It was strange when I said, when I asked him if he, I said, I think it's Jason King, and he corrected me real quick. No. Jason King was in Virginia. I am in Georgia. So he's apparently familiar with some of us, but...
I think he's familiar right. with all of us from the way he sounded.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I know I've got an arrangement with a dude in North Carolina for a tattoo. Maybe I've got an arrangement for a guy in Georgia for a tattoo. I have to go back through my email. I've got a bunch of drawings on the board, and I have no idea what's going on, but...
Yeah, just avoid those dark alleys, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Ego.
So
I think he could be the fucking leg breaker for your unpaid gambling debts. Who knows?
What?
he could be the leg breaker for your unpaid gambling debt.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. He's Guido. He's coming to get me. No, but hopefully he's listening to the show, because if he knows my email address or just goes to my website, please send me an email and refresh my memory as to what I've got going on after the holiday. You know, because there's so much random shit that I'm dealing with all the time that I never know for certain. So that'd be awesome.
I think he was the anti-Santa.
That's what I was about to mention, man. You know, I think if you turn the screws away back in the conversation about Christmas, okay, I said, I'm going to be the dick, okay? And, you know, what about...
Welcome back.
Hello?
We got him back?
Hey, man.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
got him back.
Welcome back.
Gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Very good. I noted the request for me to return. You summoned me, gentlemen?
You're right.
Yeah, we're all trying to figure out who you are.
Well, gentlemen, I would be more than happy to identify myself. Do you have any questions? I understand that you don't actually believe that the name that I gave on air was my actual name. Is that correct?
I think it was more of we weren't sure what the name was you gave.
My
right,
name is this.
So fast that...
Please listen. My name is Savic, that is S-A, V as in Victor, I-C. My last name is spelled E as in Edward, N-N. My name is Savic N. That is my real name. Next question.
Okay, and I know you didn't want to talk about, I know you didn't want to talk about this on the air, but if you could shoot me an email about whatever deal we've got going on after the holidays, kind of refresh my memory, that'd be great.
Jason, it concerns a book. It's nothing important.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'll send you an email.
Please.
Excellent.
But, gentlemen, I seem to have disturbed your show. I just wanted to call back because you wanted me to. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, we were trying to get... You sound like you were going to get ask a question, which sounded like it was kind of a build-up to, a question you wanted to ask, and then you accidentally got cut off, which is not too uncommon on Blog Talk Radio. So I guess I'm asking you, what was your question for us that you were about to say accidentally?
Yes, sir. I ask one question. What does Christmas mean? And then, of course, when asked my own definition, I replied as ritual. Your replies were a joke, Master Christ, avarice, drag, and aw fuck.
You can always expect an aw fuck from one of us. Usually me, but
yeah.
Well, I love surprises. It's really I don't really I'm not used to expectations. I like surprises.
That's cool. No, I misunderstood. It sounded like right before you got cut off, you were leading into another question, and it sounded like there was some speculation as if you were building up to, like, you know, to get to the real meat of a question. That's the only thing.
Oh, no. I was just, no, gentlemen, as I've stated before, I believe, at our first meeting on air, I've been observing you all for some time, and I thought this might be an interesting opportunity to actually interject a question to see the response to the stimulus, and I wanted to I'm still working on you guys. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be observing.
Well, Safik, I have a question for you.
Dark Force. Yes.
Why do you have an aversion to technology and the internet and the like?
It's a very simple response to that. I'm 48 years old, and my early childhood was one of extreme poverty. I am not used to technology because it involves things that I have spent a lifetime ignoring, primarily. You gentlemen, I believe your age ranges basically classify you as young men. I am no longer a young man, and I am in generally not even remotely fascinated with technology enough to devote the time and effort necessary to master the ever-changing turnover, as it were. I am holding a cell phone to my head at the moment. It was given to me because I need one for my work. But it is it is about as high tech as I get, and I can only operate it in outgoing calls and incoming calls. I can answer the phone and I can make calls. The rest of the functions on it are a mystery to me.
Does
that answer your question?
The advantage, though, in the new age of Satanism and Sonic, you see the advantage of possibly getting a little bit more with the time, just because of the networking possibilities and the fact that now you can, we no longer have to walk around like, you know, Kwai Chang Kang is Satanist.
Yes, and I believe that many of you have addressed this. The Church of Satan, for instance, being obsolete due to it being an old brick-and-mortar establishment. And then, of course, that, you know, technology is allowing others of like mind, as it were, to meet and greet and plan plans and get into all kinds of trouble, I suppose. Yes,
yeah,
so that's
what
I've been...
You're absolutely right, though. But then, again, we are a little biased because we are, you know, quotations, technical savvy.
Well,
so,
of course,
you know,
sir.
You might hear that from this corner a little bit, you know, but it sounds like you're an OG Satanist, and that's cool. A lot of us are, you know, and I personally didn't even get on. I did not get on the Internet until 2007, and
yeah.
I got on there to open some whoop-ass on something on YouTube, but I did not have this technology either. I avoided it as well, and then I got tired of walking in the dark, so I came out.
Well, gentlemen, please don't misunderstand. I hold no grudge and I hold no envy concerning your use of this technology. I'm currently debating with myself whether I should learn more about it or not. It really depends on my future plans. And by the way, old school Satanist, yes, I suppose I could be described as that, but I've become something different now. So... I wouldn't really classify myself as a Satanist. That happened to be one of the other questions that popped into one of your heads. It's like he identified himself, or made reference to, if I may recall, something about the left-hand path. I believe you gentlemen are somewhat at a loss to identify exactly what I am. Is this correct?
Well, you're definitely
yes,
an occultist.
Yes.
I mean, you make reference to magic, to rituals and mirrors and what have you. That
yes,
has given you away thus far.
Yes, sir. Well, there's nothing to hide, really. I'll answer any questions you want. But really, if you would like to stay on topic, that's not a problem. But
I have a question.
Yes, of course.
Why should we be interested? What do you have to offer?
Well, I was actually considering doing something somewhat interesting, but I'm not quite sure if... Basically, if I may use the local patois, I'm not sure what's in it for me. So the reason you might be interested is this. I have developed something that is, I think, more interesting than Satanism. I have been observing you guys and many other people on and off over the years. Is trying to determine which direction this thing was going. This thing being Satanism. Now, what I am seeing, if you don't mind my opinion, what I am seeing, I am not impressed with, nor am I pleased. It seems a tremendously diluted and disassembled mob. And I believe in many of your videos you have addressed the subject of satanic unity.
Yes.
Is this correct? Yes.
This is correct.
Well, I would be happy to continue to answer your question, but that's a question that I'm very interested in. And my question is, why? Now, I've already actually heard some of your responses through your videos. And one of them I found incredibly repugnant, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about offending me, gentlemen, I assure you. it's not something you need to concern yourself with.
Oh.
Hey, we don't, just letting you know, Sadik, we don't have much time on the air, but I would definitely like to continue this conversation. So,
of course, sir. How might... How might we do that?
Let me.
I'm looking at
just interject here. We've got an hour left on the board, guys. So.
Oh, we do.
Right, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I looked at, yeah, we got an hour left.
Okay, good. Go. Well, in that case,
Which of our opinions did you find repugnant? Because I know that we all have, I think, different opinions about satanic unity.
What the hell?
All right, Zach.
That?
All right,
what
Zach.
Is that?
Chaos.
Man. Get rid of the line.
Chaos, gentlemen. Technology.
The only way to live, right?
Gentlemen, to answer your question, I'm not quite sure who asked that question, but I will try my best to respond. I'm not quite sure if any of those present in our current conversation actually spoke the words, but I did write them down. Would you like me to read them to you?
Please.
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 Just a moment. Okay, I have them. Just a second.
Dan? Sorry. What were your questions, sir?
All right, let's see. This one. Okay, Left Hand Path Unification, August 9th, 2010. Felchor. Okay. These are a direct quote, by the way. It's time for people involved in the left-hand path and practicing such to band together and, I guess, fight the insurgents of the right-hand path or the white light religions. Interesting statement.
Sounds like Dark Fool quotes or possibly Ginger Satanis. Did you mention your reference? Or is that you?
Bingo. Bingo. I believe that it was Venture Satanis, yes.
Ah, Venture. Okay.
I'm sorry, I was making notes, doing something. I was actually doing three things at the time. That was the best I could do. I left out the actual speaker, and thank you for pointing that out. My mistake.
Okay. That's fine. No problem. Yeah. I disagree with that. I think that the way we're going forward right now is perfect. I think the loosely structured cabal is the way to go. I don't see any need for unification. I think it's antagonistic towards the whole philosophy of Satanism, and I don't believe in hierarchies. I think that if we were to come out in the open, we would be defeated if we would actually try to band together, because even, what is there, about 100,000 of us? I mean, you know, at the most, I mean, what is that compared to the Christian front or the Muslim front? It's chump change. So I think we're best to remain under the cover of night and to fire, you know, at will, basically. I don't think we need somebody to tell us when to fire. I think we do just fine ourselves personally.
Well, how would you define, sir, how would you define left-hand path unification? It seems to me that you are looking at it, as would be expected, in the common definition of a unified dogma of some type and some hierarchical structure in order to achieve something. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes, in a loose general way, yes, I would say that is correct, yes.
Well, sir, I would have to agree with you. Your point that you made, I would certainly have to agree with you when defined under those terms. But
that you elaborate on your question?
Well, that was the actual, to answer your question, why I found it, the statement repugnant is quite frankly this. Now, gentlemen, please forgive me. I'm old, all right? So, imagine if you were a general of an army. Now, this gentleman,
Michael Aquino,
obviously.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Is Michael Aquino? No, I'm sorry.
No, this gentleman was obviously pro unification, was he not? As I took it from his statement, he desperately wanted satanic unification of some sort of or another. Now,
yes, he does. Under the banner of
unification, under his banner.
Under his banner. Let's make that clear.
You
that's right.
Shut up. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you're familiar with old woodcut illustrations of demons in hell, but they not only torture the damned, they torture each other.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, the reason I felt minor offense to that was simply because this is a man wanting to unify Satanism under his banner. And he says, and I quote, blah, 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 practicing such to band together and, I guess, fight the insurgents of the right-hand path. Imagine yourself, gentlemen, if you were a general addressing troops.
I guess. I see your point.
Gentlemen, we are going to take this hill, I guess. Hardly.
Here's another good question. What are you going to take? What are you really going to take? What are we going to take on a mass level that we can't take as individuals? Why are we going to put bullseye on our heads and run around? You know, if we have enough adversaries in opposition already.
Exactly, exactly. I could not agree more. And quite frankly, gentlemen, again, forgive me for interjecting, but due to my advanced age, I have a somewhat rather diabolic advantage over you. I was born in 1962. In 1962, imagine if you will, or consult the nearest history text, you will find that the level of quote-unquote satanic or evil or immoral activities, diversions, that one could get into in this country in 1962 was anemic compared to what it is in 2010. Gentlemen, all I have to do is turn on a television set, listen to some music, do anything that I want to do. Would I care to gamble? Yes. A trip to the local convenience store can do that for me, and then I can pick up some booze and a skin mag that I can jerk off to, which apparently is a healthy practice, according to the general zeitgeist opinion of the public.
Yes, let's not discourage skin mag jerking off, all right? that's hollow ground for me right here, all right? So.
But, gentlemen, my point is this. In 1962, the year of my birth, the nation known as the United States of America was a much less, quote-unquote, culturally satanic place than it is now. I don't really see what insurgency there is to fight, and calling the Christian church an insurgency is to lack historical perspective on a grand scale, if you don't mind me saying. But beyond that, it's, you are living, gentlemen, in a satanic society. It's everywhere around you.
Right, and that's been the point that I've raised in my videos with these arguments about satanic unity and challenging or defending against Christianity, that Christianity has been eroding for, you know, at least since the 50s, especially in this country. We're becoming more and more secular, and all we really need to do is make sure that that trend continues and that we continue to enjoy just doing what we want to do, whether we call ourselves Satanists or not. It's the individualism that we champion, that's helping make this country more and more secular and has changed that environment in the last four or five decades now.
Well said.
But can I ask you this, man? I mean, Sovic, right? Correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, Sovic.
Okay. You mentioned born in 1962. I agree with everything you said so far regarding your last question or your original thing about Venger. You know, quoting him, and I totally agree with you on that point. I think most of us here do. But when you mentioned 1962, may have been the year you were born, but you probably, unless you were farted out with a bassinet on you, bassinet tattoo on you, you probably didn't actually get into things until probably the mid-70s, right? So that's a completely different time we're talking about, correct?
Actually, no, sir. I was raised in a household that Satanism as such did not exist at that time, certainly not in my home. But there is an anthropological oddity that you may research if you wish. My mother's side of the family, which is the only family that I had, came from the backwoods, as it were, of the Ozark Mountains. My grandmother was a trance medium. I grew up in a household that was filled with Ouija boards, fetishes. I was told that I live in a world full of spirits that I could interact in, not interact in, interact with, that were living and aware. I have grown up in the business, as it were. And there was no change for me. My mother, of course, was not a trance medium as my grandmother was, but she had an intense interest in the occult, and that led to a bookshelf that, although small, was filled with the volumes available at the time, addressing everything from psychic phenomena to UFOs and Bigfoot. During the 1960s and the 1970s, there was an explosion of interest in these subjects, and the whole environment in which I grew up was seeped in this. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry, I got distracted. A bit of my personal, the reference to the anthropological research. My grandmother was not a member of a religion, but anthropologists have labeled the belief system in which she operated under as powwow. It is a nativist Ozark blend, very much like if you would compare it and contrast it to voodoo, being a blend of Yoruba tribal beliefs combined with Catholicism, things like this. But it was white folks doing this back in the hills and hollows of the Ozarks Mountains. So I hope
they're still practicing powwow groups in Pennsylvania as well, isn't there?
Sir, I wouldn't know, actually. The powwow, and it's, you see, it's not a belief system. It's literally like, it's kind of a belief system, but it doesn't have dogma to it. So it's hard to nail down and locate it, you see. It's not like there is a church of powwow, so to speak. Or it was organic, archaic remnant of a variety of cultures, Scotch-Irish, and contact with Native Americans, contact with blacks, contact with all kinds of things. It's just a kind of a ridiculous mix of all of that kind of thing. So it's very contradictory.
Those practices are still occurring in Pennsylvania as well. I'm familiar with the practices through the folks I know in Pennsylvania who are engaged in the fetishes and everything else. Deeply familiar with them, but I've heard of powwow and what you're talking about before.
Well, sir, you're not confusing it with the Mennonite or Pennsylvania Dutch, are you?
No.
Okay.
This is just a system of, I would call it, I guess, folklore, folk magic, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know, beliefs about spiritualism, things like that. Yeah.
So just kind of like a hodgepodge of all of it, just put together.
Yes, correct. And although most people, I assume my age, probably never encountered any kind of occultish subject matter. I did from birth. So, no, I was not born with a Baphomet on my forehead, but simply probably because it was unnecessary.
Okay, I'm curious about two things. Earlier you made the statement that you had been observing us. Now, when you stated that, did you mean observing us as in Satanism as a movement, or specifically the four people on this show?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Gentlemen, please, it is not my intention to create an aura of mystery, and certainly not an aura of dread. I have absolutely no ill intent towards anyone. As I said, I have nothing to hide, but I am a very busy man, and when I take interest in something, And I don't even know what sparked it. I do so much work that something came about. It was probably an accident. And as I said, my first encounter on YouTube was good old Duwidian up in the Georgia Mountains. And I was just absolutely fascinated. I absolutely just was locked into this guy, observing everything, listening to every word, and observing all the sights and sounds that were taking place behind him and to the left and to the right of him. And he has a beautiful goat I'd love to go up and steal, but I don't have the time.
Okay. All right, and then the next thing that I wanted to know, you were talking about a project that you were contemplating, and then you made reference to it being advanced, I think is what you were getting at in retrospect to Satanism.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, if you will, and please, you may take this any way you wish. I certainly don't, it's not my intention to disparage anyone. Nor is it my intention to interfere. Excuse me. I'm having to do something rather difficult at the moment. I will try to maintain my conversation. All right.
Okay.
I'm dealing with an animal. All right. Very good.
At least it's not squealing. That's a good thing.
No, it's... very peaceful. It's a chicken, actually. Okay. Gentlemen, it is entirely up to you, as beings possessing free will, to take this any way you want. You may be challenged by it. You may be offended by it. You may be intrigued. The choice is yours, as always has been and always shall be. I think we can agree on that, can't we?
Cool.
I have something new, and it's called Warlock. I'm using an old name, but it's called Warlock. It's a name that's very, very, well, to quote Napoleon, I did not liberate France. I drew my sword and I picked the flag of France out of the gutters of Paris. I don't know if even my observations have led me to a mixed idea, again, deciding what I'm going to do with this, whether the people that are actually involved in the left-hand path right now, excuse me, could actually handle this, because it's difficult at best. It is the result of a lifetime of work, and I don't really know if I want to bother anyone else with it. It works for me, and I don't really see what the advantage might be in sharing it. But it's nothing less than the New Testament of black magic written in book form, or a 21st century sorcery that, by virtue of its existence, makes Satanism look rather pale. So you understand my caution, gentlemen.
Not I certainly do. I can't wait to... I would like to see further.
Well, gentlemen...
I agree.
I do. If you... You might have noticed that I am courteous, and I am also receptive to courtesy. I greatly admire what all of you have done. I truly do. Now, gentlemen, I have no dogma. I have no need for dogma. I believe that I see things clearly. I've expended years towards that single goal. I don't wish to to intrude or interfere in the wonderful work that you're doing. But I do see a problem. Consider me an engineer. You're building a bridge, gentlemen, all of you. You have worked. You have manifested. We are speaking at this very moment as something that once was nothing, then came into your head as an idea, was manifested into reality, and we are speaking because of that, are we not?
True.
True.
Sure.
Gentlemen, Satanism can be something better than it is, but it has an awful lot of drag to it.
Sir?
And I am not quite... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
I'm addressing some of these very points in my book, Way of the Dionysian. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, well done. I'm in the process of trying to collect the works that you gentlemen are producing.
Okay. But yeah, these very same ideas have crossed my mind as well, so... Do continue.
Well, gentlemen, if you would, observe what it is you are doing. Now, the internet, blog, talk, radio, whatever that is, I guess we're doing it. All of these new technologies, you are very familiar with them, and you weld them with ease, skill, and some expertise that I will likely never have. But I do have something that I am seeing a distinct void of, an acute absence of, that I would very, very, well, I would be very disparaged to see it turn into a chronic condition, which is Satanism as internet hobby.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, the things that I have done, you would not believe. And it's all been done through magic. I am speaking to you from a home that I do not... I won't go into it. But I'm in the middle of 400 acres, gentlemen. And I keep the outside world outside of that 400 acres because I have no use for it. Now, this would suggest a certain descent, spiraling descent, if you will, into insanity. But I have spent the last 10 years at this location perfecting, working.
So you're an old-school Satanist who walks the backwoods of Georgia like Kwai Chang Kang?
I'm sorry, I walk the backwoods of Georgia doing what, sir? I'm sorry.
But like Kwai Chang Kang, Kung Fu, Derek Carradine, you know, those TV shows, right?
Well, this is interesting.
Spreading the message of Satan? No.
Well, that was somewhat interesting because I was, you know, I've been referencing YouTube this entire time. The last video I just watched before calling you happened to be a clip from a 1970s show Kung Fu.
Then you're familiar.
Oh, yes, sir.
What is there if you had TV over there or wherever you're from? So, I'm joking.
Yes,
question, Sonic.
Of course.
With all the amount of research you've done in the occult and what you've been raised around, are you familiar with the Order of Nine Angles?
I will say to you, although I have begun briefly 3 days ago, I believe it was, I began to read on that subject, and I believe it was on a personal website. Gentlemen, I am surrounded by notes, books, everything. If you were to see my organization, you would be appalled. And I have to take in a tremendous amount of information in a very short time. But I began to read the tract under that title. And I believe it was on one of your websites. But to answer your question fully and truthfully, I would say no, because my attention was distracted at the moment and I could not read the whole thing. I did not give it the attention it deserved.
Okay, because a lot of things that you you've spoken about so far resonate with the Order of Nine Angles. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yes, that's it seemed to be going in that direction when I was called away. So I will get back to that.
Just for the sake of actually getting this out here before we run out of time, anything that you care to share with me, please email it to me. If you don't have my email address, it's theooze@fearthebeast.com. I'd appreciate it. I'd definitely like to take a look at the work that you're producing. It's interesting.
Well, one problem with that. My work, another interesting problem I have. My work is my own. And oddly enough, the definition of a cult happens to coincide with that. It's, right now it's a secret. Now, I don't, gentlemen, again, I do not intend, and it is not my intention nor my purpose to be dramatic or puzzling. But, gentlemen, I tread very carefully on others' toes. So the dissemination of my actual work, what I've written, I'm not quite sure if that should be released now or ever. It's more than on a back burner as far as that answering that question. Because, seriously,
but
gentlemen...
It is something, though, you're considering. I mean, you called into the show... About
yes,
the topic we were talking about, but the conversation has led to this discussion about yourself and what it is you're doing, and you're observing the internet Satanism, as you called it,
yes,
trying to make a decision as to, I don't know if it's where your place might be in it, or where the efforts you've been making might fit into that, or how you might be involved or influence that kind of thing.
Well, I will. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, Do you intend to leave your work in a vacuum, or do you intend to verify what you're doing with anybody? I mean, I understand you've said that what you've done so far has been successful. It's worked for you.
Yes.
400 acres is a lot of land, and you know, how you come into it, I'm sure that your philosophy and your practices have had something to do with that. So, I mean, even mentioning it, if it's a cult, if it's secret, even making mention of it kind of suggests that the thinking about getting it out to people is more than just a consideration, that you're actually moving toward that end.
Very observant of you. Very.
I'd like to actually kind of further what Jason's saying and say that more specifically, I think that your interest here is specifically in getting us that information, or that you're considering getting us that information, which would be the prompting reason for why you've called into this show today.
Gentlemen, analysis. I am impressed. Very good. Probing my motivation. Very good. Now, you've put a smile on my face. I will briefly, just before we have to go, I will ask your opinion. As a matter of fact, I think it'll be up to you guys. Why don't we put it to a vote? Would you like me to start making videos?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a great pair of tits.
Well, actually, I do, but they're not connected to anything.
Oh, well, yeah. That's fine.
Well, gentlemen, my Christmas gift to you, I will begin to make videos. My laboratory is somewhat in disarray at the moment. Starting a fire in the fireplace may prove dangerous, but that should also prove interesting either way. Gentlemen, I will make a video. But that's about
okay,
all.
And how old are your videos?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
That's all right. I said, thank you for calling in, man. You sound like an interesting guy that I'm going to bring to the table. Look forward to your YouTube videos. Give us a poke on YouTube so that we can know who you are and make reference to this conversation.
Well, sir, I most certainly will. And my apologies. It was not my intent to dominate the conversation. I don't speak to many people. But, again,
I don't think
pursuant to my investigation.
I don't think we're
going to
talk about anyways.
Yeah, this is a free-for-all anyway, so thank you for your contribution.
Gentlemen, well, you're quite welcome. But, gentlemen, again, I would encourage, if we will call ourselves a we in any sense, one thing that I would encourage you to look into is focus. I mean no offense. Gentlemen, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for having me on the show. I certainly enjoyed it. It's been very interesting. It's been wonderful speaking with you all.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Go, Michelle.
Well, that was interesting. All right.
Yep. Okay. Well, those are some very substantial claims. So I'm interested to see if he can, you know, produce something that convinces me. Time will tell.
Yep. Have a very spooky Christmas, everyone.
Now, guys, we still actually have some time to actually fulfill the end of the 2-hour block. We don't have to. But if you guys had anything else you wanted to talk about, if you want to prank call somebody or whatever the deal is.
Anybody still have Paul Valentine's number? Because I had it in my old phone, and Zach had it in his old phone. So, fuck.
I tend to personal contact.
I need to get Zach a Christmas present, right?
Yes, sir.
Right on?
Yeah, I need to get Zach a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's right. All of us need to get Zach a Christmas present. make him feel obligated to us all.
No, you know what we do? We just need to get everybody. Everybody needs to send Zach a Christmas card. Get everybody.
Well, hey, last night I checked. Last I checked, there was a donation button on Titanic International, right?
Oh, thanks, Matt. Yeah, that's something I will enjoy.
Right on. So everybody should donate 50 cents to Zach for a Christmas present.
Yeah. And there you go, man.
Although I think PayPal charges me $1 to take out 50 cents because I'm somehow in the negative still, so I don't get that shit. You can see me.
All right, $1.50. I'm just playing, man. Well, I've real quick got everybody on here. Everybody here is now part of the official Ooze team, and they all have their corresponding days. It would be nice if everybody would submit headshots that hasn't for me to rework a banner and maybe come up with a nice advertising package. If you guys could do that, Zach and Jason, I'm specifically talking about the two of you, that'd be excellent.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the rest of you look like two. Doug Pool and Beast look like fucking Brad Pitt, man. I look like Ray Liotta on my goddamn picture.
Hey, dude.
I think I'm just still goddamn fucking handsome, man. You know, you don't want to put my good pictures up there.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. That cigarette made all the difference right there. You come out there looking like, kind of like a Hunter S. Thompson look. You know, you got that cigarette dangling out going, hey, what's going on here?
It was Mickey Rourke feel.
A tweaker, I think.
You go. Mickey Rourke, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I thought I was doing the guy justice, making him look like the bad boy out of the three of us.
Nah. I like to be the pretty boy, man. I want to have the smooth, toasty, roasty, smooth complexion that the rest of you have, man.
Oh, man.
You don't have to worry.
He's going to be prison fucking bitch pretty, man. You have no idea. You're going to want to find yourself.
I don't have tattoos on my fucking neck and shit.
Oh, man. Oh, this is too much.
That's too funny.
Well, it looks like Dan was trying to call in, man, but he's having technical problems. And although I offered him $10 to call in, and I told him I put it in his PayPal, the Dan Jarrett PayPal or whatever, he couldn't call in. But that's all right. It'd be a clusterfuck of pawning if Dan Jarrett called in. So.
Yeah, I think, my brain's tweaked enough already today.
I know. I didn't think Darth Vader had the internet, man. But fuck, I guess he does.
Obi-Wan was wise to hide the internet from me.
I'm telling you, Qui-Chain Kane walks the woods, the backwoods of Georgia, and now he found a cell phone and wants to impart some wisdom. And I think that's great. You know, I think it's about time.
By the way, if he's still listening, I mean, we're poking fun, but I do want to see those videos, you know?
I do too, man.
Absolutely.
No, we're definitely poking fun. Yeah, I'd like to see him too. He sounds like an interesting guy. I was a little suspicious as to his identity at first because he seemed to know a little bit more about us than we knew of him. I think he's on the up and up. I think he's
in all fairness, we're the ones that put ourselves out there.
OG old school guy. He doesn't understand the technology or doesn't care to. So that's why we're not familiar with him.
Well, gentlemen, he did make the point that in woodcuts you see demons torturing one another. So you know, for poking fun, he's got to know that this is just kind of the deal when you're a Satanist.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's precisely what he was getting at, but more so he was kind of rallying against the recent peace cry that I've seen kind of come across, and what prompted me to write that little blog post on sin, which I think only Zach and Dan Dredd saw anyway, but...
You know, I'm kind of disappointed that we ended up getting associated once again with Mr. Dishaw's point of view and his opinion. I mean, that's kind of the back blow from our former association. But I think the three or four of us here, that we pretty much have agreed that conflict is necessary, that it's part of Satanism.
That conflict serves a purpose.
Makes us stronger.
Exactly, and that served a purpose to where we are right now. I mean... The show is still called The Ooze, and it has that from the past association. It's got a history behind it, you know, because of that.
Right.
Right. So in point, it kind of highlights what Jason was talking about, that conflict has led to betterment, and this is kind of the mantra of it.
Yeah, you know what? I consider The Ooze and Sin, Shameless Plugs, it's kind of a national network. No, but everybody already knows that, so... I can't even consider that kind of a proving ground, you know? It's like, you know, I try not to moderate or Nazi. Be a Nazi, is that a word? I try not to be a Nazi in the forums or whatever, you know, and because I think it is a proving ground, you know? I think everybody brings something to the table and step it up, you know? And if it just doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, you know? I mean, if your ideas don't stand the test of time, or if you're a little bit butthurt about it, you know, hope you brought your lube.
Exactly, and that's something that I've talked about, and other people talked about. You cut your teeth on one another. You go into these, you go into the forum, you go into Satanic International, and you put your idea out there, and you duke it out with these other, you know, individualists, these other independent thinkers. And if your idea holds your own there, well, then when you go out in the world and deal with just some, you know, some yutz or whatever, you're going to be all about it. You're going to be all over it in a minute.
Very true. If you can muster with a bunch of assholes like Dan Dredd in the forums, then you could probably hold your own, you know, in wherever you go.
Oh, poor Dan, man. He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, he already bounced out? That's too bad. I'm sure he'll do it.
No, he's in the chat room, man. Don't worry about that. I mean, he can't call in online. He's been trying.
Yeah.
Well, quit hanging up on him, Beast. Jeez.
Yeah,
I'll have you know, man, that almost everybody that calls in gets right through. It's only when it's a number I recognize as being,
wow,
somebody is not going to. What's that?
It's only Dan.
It's only
Dan.
Yeah, okay.
And it's intentionally to make him feel stupid. That's what's going on, too. It's just, he thinks he can't work his own Skype or whatever. Well, it's real, no. It's career.
Well, you know, Mr. Dredd is a master of software and a master of the Linux system. I can't understand why he can't fucking master Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, whatever.
Because now I am the master.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm wondering, this there's actually, so, man, maybe
I'm really,
Skype,
I'm really
Skype,
glad that you guys
feature.
Opted to make this a premium show, you know. You know, my cheap ass, you know, it'd be like squeezing turds out of a fucking rock, but, you know, I mean, I'm glad you guys opted to spend that money, man, because that's, I think it's going to make all the difference. I mean, we got to talk to this guy. He took up an hour or so of the time of the show, you know, which is awesome because he had a lot to say, but that would have never happened on an hour show. We would have. I really want to tell the dude.
I have 400 acres
of
land.
Take off your mask and talk about three times faster. That's it. Take off your mask and talk three times faster on live radio here.
Luke.
Hopefully what we can do is when we go to do interviews, when we actually go to talk to somebody and arrange for them to call in, it means that they do know that they have a block of time for us to, you know, to deal with whatever they're talking about or whatever. It also means that we'll have more opportunities to put out some ads and everything else. And speaking of ads, if you haven't bought your Ooze Outbreak Radio swag at Creative Body Studios, you need to go there now because, yes, we are paying for this out of our own pockets, and anything you do to help will be great.
Anybody got that link? They could drop it in the chat room.
Yeah, I was about to roll quick on me again, but, you know, I'm outside smoking, so I'm joking.
Let's see. I'm going to put one in for the swag for sin, too. Let's see here.
Yeah, it was like, Luke, can you come closer, Luke? Luke. Jeez, speed it up.
I have foreseen that Satanism is dying.
Well, you know what? He did say that he is lives on 400 acres of land, and you know, that isolation, he suggested anyway, that isolation may contribute to some sort of insanity. I just wish he would speak a little faster because I liked what he had to say, but
yeah,
I was
interested.
Pissed off.
Well, I think, honestly, guys, he specifically chose to speak in a slow and deliberate manner to keep control of the conversation and to get whatever points that he felt was necessary to convey to us out without our normal rhetoric of changing up topic, changing directions. We're all masters at doing that. We can all take a conversation about anything and redirect it. And so if you ask me, he showed some excellence by talking very slow and deliberate in that manner.
Hey, guys,
I do agree with you.
Good.
I understand his motives, but I
don't disagree with
you.
I'm having dinner. I'll catch you guys later.
All right, later on, give me a call later, man.
Later.
Let's call Jason King one more time. Do we have enough time left?
Actually, I already put the phone number away, man, and I'm thinking we might as well just go ahead and can the show.
Okay.
All right.
I got some closing to do and getting out of here. I appreciate you guys coming out and looking forward to a new and improved Ooze in 2011. So,
hell yes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, real quick, before I get you guys all off the air, I do want to schedule between the four of you, and I know, Jason, you're at least still listening. I do want to schedule a beta test show so that everybody can get into the switchboard and check out the new features, and we can discuss strategies as far as presentation go. So
okay.
If everybody will get back with me on that, I'd appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. One thing, while Dark Fool, while you're still on the line, If you can't pop into the chat room, so I can give you my new phone number, because I want to talk to you about my trip to L.A. that's going to happen in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. You got another new phone number, dude? Shit.
I think so. I don't know. It's a 619 number, so I don't know if that's the one you have. But, yeah, I'll talk to you. Just pop in the chat real quick. So I can
I'll tell you what. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Hey, before I go, too, I know we talk a lot of shit, but I wanted to thank, was it Savik? Savik N? For calling
yes.
in. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see him put out some videos. And I can't wait, man.
For sure, man. I agree. Looking forward to it.
And, all right. To conclude all of that, thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you all next week.
All right.
Good night, Luke. I'm your father.